Get it? The Burt Show.
So on Friday, I got a call from producer Tracy, who said, hey, we've got an interesting opportunity, an interview opportunity to talk to CNN's Headline News about our Miley Cyrus interview. They're going to talk about Miley. Last week, she was on Britain's Got Talent and did that sort of simulated girl-on-girl stage kiss. And, you know, parents are really up in arms about this because this is Hannah Montana growing up as Miley Cyrus. And we interviewed Miley Cyrus, about 2 weeks ago on The Burt Show.
Yeah, and we have a pretty good relationship with her now. I mean, it's not like we're hanging out and we're going to Wet Seal together or anything.
But, when's the last time you were at Wet Seal?
Wow. That just came out of nowhere.
I saw it while I was shopping over at PacSun a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Where are you most recently, Hollister or Wet Seal?
I'm a Hollister guy, mm-hmm. But that's me. But she's been on the show so much now, and she's been in studio with us so many different times, that I think she opens up with us a little bit more than she would just some random morning show that she just doesn't know. So the last time we had her on, I mean, she gave it up.
Yeah, she talked about all kinds of different stuff. Talked about, you know, how she really doesn't make apologies for this new Miley. And she's like, you know, obviously this song, Can't Be Tamed, is saying exactly what I mean. It can't be tamed. I'm going to grow up. I'm not 12 years old anymore. I think she compared it to Hilary Duff and how Hilary Duff came from Disney. And when she grew up, everybody said she was anorexic and all this other stuff. And she's like, you know, I'm not 12 anymore, and really makes no apologies for it. So on Prime, on HLN, which is CNN's Headline News, now they're called HLN. There is a show called Prime, and it's hosted by Mike Galanos, and they were talking about it, so they wanted somebody from our show to go down there, and Tracy gave me the call, so I got to go to Headline News on Friday.
So what is it like? I mean, when you walk in there, I'm assuming there's really high security. Like, you got to go through five levels of security.
Yes, it is like Fort Knox to get inside of it, seriously, because you go to the main desk, and they have to have your first and last name from the employee at CNN who's invited you to come. You have to get all your information checked, your ID is checked, and your photo is taken. Then you go through the, what am I trying to think of?
Like, you metal detectors.
Metal detectors, like you do at the airport. And so you walk through the metal detectors. There's two more security guards there and ask you where you're going and who you're waiting for. So you wait in that little area after they ask you.
Wow.
Then you go up the escalator, escorted by the employee who is bringing you inside. So thanks to Ebony, who escorted me and took us all the way through. Then you check in at another desk where they checked my purse to look and see what was inside my handbag. Checked through there.
And then right before then, did you go, oh my God, is what did I leave in here? Right.
Do you have any scissors, tweezers?
Do you have a little panic? Do women have a little panic anytime somebody has to go through their purse?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, you never know what you're doing. You're,
I'm just curious, Melissa, what are you most nervous about?
Yeah, what would be nervous?
Why don't you bring out that purse right now?
Melissa doesn't carry a purse. She carries a wallet that's chained to her belt buckle.
Right.
Because I'm a biker chick. That's right.
So, you know, you have your sticky badge with all your information, your photo. You're wearing that on your clothing, and they're checking the purse. Then
was it uncomfortable because your purse has that I Love Fox News sticker on the side of it? Is that odd?
Right. Yeah, totally. So then we went upstairs, and I got there early enough to go back to their hair and makeup area, which, gosh, I mean, that would be the coolest perk, I think,
what's
of working
like
in television, is to go back there. And they have full-time makeup artists working at all times. And
you're so, basically a NASCAR stock car, right?
Yeah.
And they just, you sit down and they're
You sit down and they just go to town putting on makeup. You know, she went over my hair with a flat iron, like the whole thing, like trying to make sure that you look perfect and ready to go, and spray you down and get you all right for TV. And some of the other anchors were in there getting ready for their shows at the same time. So that was kind of cool.
So cool.
And they walk in there. I mean, I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, so I felt like I needed to be prepared with my own hair and makeup at home, because I didn't want to get there and not have it and then be on camera without it. You know, I just wasn't sure how it worked. So I had kind of done a bunch of stuff at home already. But apparently the anchors for HLN or CNN walk in there and nothing on. Like a bare face, no hair done. They just like walk in and somebody else at work does it. And
so they're just praying that they don't get pulled over by a cop on the way to work every single day.
They just don't care, because they just like walk in and somebody professional is going to do it for them every day. Oh,
that'd be so great.
What a luxury. I was so jealous.
Yeah, that takes time in the morning. We don't have to worry about that.
Yes, time and effort that it's just
you know,
so
much
bad,
easier to wake up.
To put in.
How long does it take you, Joe?
That's why Burt gets here so early every day, which we're like, dude, it's radio. And he's like, I know. You look good.
Well, if I look good and I feel sexy, then I know I'll sound sexy on the radio.
That's right.
And that's what I do.
Save that.
So that's about it. From there, they walked us through to different different areas of the offices, which is cool. So you could see the behind-the-scenes set. When you walk into the set room, everything is cold because they got to keep all the cameras and the equipment cold. So it's a little chilly in there. Mm-hmm. But the way that Mike's show works, Prime News, is that he's in one studio that I didn't even walk into or see. And then there's couches and lights and cameras and teleprompters and everything set up in another studio. So they led me to the couch. I sat down. They said, talk right into this camera and put a mic on me, and then also put that little thing that goes in your ear.
The IFB, I think they call it, right?
The IFB in the earpiece, and where you can hear him and hear the producers. And so the producers started talking and said, okay, Jen, are you ready to go? And I said, yeah. And they were like, okay, let's just do this.
Did I get this little twisted? Did you say the host is in a room right next to you, or he's out in L.A. or something?
In a room right next door.
He
because
is.
After the show was over, he walked around the corner and came and said hello.
That seems so cool, bizarre, though, right?
That's awesome.
Because, well, I mean, it makes you feel like this Jen somewhere else and on location.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you do the split screen.
He talked about me being from The Burt Show, and talked about me living in Atlanta, and it was really a great experience.
Yeah, here's the intro to the show on CNN's HLN.
Oh, there we go. And she's got the outfit working everything. She's dressed provocatively, moving suggestively. You know the song, I Can't Be Tamed. Well, the 17-year-old talked to the BBC about the negative comments circulating online. Here's part of what she said. I think they're closed-minded people, and they do not understand art. Give me a break. Join me to talk about this, Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother. You can read more of her thoughts always at goodenoughmother.com. And also with us, Jen Hobby, co-host of the Burt Radio Show. And she had a chance to interview Miley Cyrus talking about this transformation. So we'll talk about that. Jen, your thoughts on the performance first off, then we'll get into more of your interview.
I don't think that Miley Cyrus makes any excuses for becoming a woman from a teenager. You know, she's made it very clear with this Can't Be Tamed song and album that she is ready to be a woman. She is no longer a teenager. And I think this performance is provocative on purpose. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's national news, right? That's national.
It's Jen Hobby.
Our girl's national.
I know her. I know her.
We debated it for a while, too. And the woman, Renee, who was in New York, yeah, she didn't really like a whole lot of what I had.
She kind of came after
me a little bit. Yeah, we had a little back and forth.
Oh, I got to watch this.
I want to know why.
We're going to have the video up online at theburtshow.com. What'd she go after you for?
She just said that, you know, growing up and becoming a woman didn't have to be in this very provocative way. She is the author of a parenting blog. You know, she's concerned about kids who still love Hannah Montana. And, you know, a lot of times during this discussion and, you know, this sort of debate back and forth, they had the pictures of Hannah Montana up against the new pictures of Miley. And wow, it really is a drastic change. And as somebody who doesn't have children yet, I don't know I don't watch Hannah Montana. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures on merchandise, but I've never seen the show. And so seeing her as Hannah Montana right up against this Can't Be Tamed video and this Britain's Got Talent performance from Miley, it was a stark difference.
So I think this was addressed during your appearance on CNN Headline News also about her fans and about, you know, they're mostly kids.
Mm-hmm. Jen, does Miley Cyrus realize that still her fan base is those young girls who are going to watch her do this? Does she have any thought of that?
I think she realizes it and is really ready to move past it, Mike. I do. I think she is ready for an older audience. She wants to grow with her fans. Regardless of having younger fans now, she's not going to stay young and wait for them. She has already grown up.
So the heck with them.
I'm Jen Hobby on national TV. That's who I am. I'm on national television right now.
It was really fun because my parents live in Florida and they were able to see it. They were so excited.
Cool. Awesome.
Isn't that great?
They sent me pictures of the TV screen.
Oh, that is so cute. Yes. That's awesome.
This is Jen again talking about Miley maybe wanting to be Britney.
Jen Hobby, do you think she's going to follow in Britney's footsteps?
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning. If you think that this is a more sexy Miley, I think this is just the start of it all. You know, she started with the Vanity Fair, photo shoot. She also was just caught on tape doing the lap dance with her movie producer. I mean, this is really just the beginning for Miley Cyrus. I mean, I think that she's coming out. I think it's all very calculated that she wants to be provocative. She's also a born entertainer. She's been raised in show business. And as we know, shocking things get all of us to talk about her, and that sells albums.
It does.
Nice.
Nicely done, Jerry.
Good. That one I was speaking in a soundbite right there.
You're
I was
like
trying to.
You got the of that.
I going to get quoted.
To that. Yeah.
What's the name of Dude's show again?
It is called Prime. It's on HLN, and the host is Mike Galano. So thank you so much to everybody down there who put it all together and had me on. It was amazing.
Outstanding,
it was great.
Man.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're on The Burt Show.